Jim Obergefell's name will always be connected to the issue of gay marriage. He was the lead plaintiff in the U.S. Supreme Court case that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. Obergefell spoke at the University of Alabama at Birmingham yesterday about what he's been doing since the landmark decision in 2015. WBHM's Esther Chemakili was there.
Obergefell told a small crowd of mostly UAB students that he will not be invisible. The term is used to describe the lives of many LGBT people around the country. He said many hide their true identities for fear of discrimination, especially in conservative Alabama.
We hide our true, authentic self from our family, our friends, our colleagues, and our community. We think twice about holding the hand of the person we love in public.
Obergefell shared the story of his 20-year relationship with his husband, John, and how they fought the same-sex marriage ban in their home state of Ohio. When John died in 2013 from Lou Gehrig's disease, Ohio didn't recognize Obergefell as John's spouse on the death certificate. This started a years-long battle that would end in sweeping marriage equality. That was when Obergefell became what he calls an accidental activist.
As a gay man, I will always fight for the LGBTQ community. But I'm no longer just an LGBTQ activist. I'm a human rights activist. We are much more similar than we are different, and I'm sick and tired of those differences being used to divide. No person deserves to be invisible.
He says he's concerned that the current presidential administration is on a mission to strip away the LGBT rights that he and those who came before him have fought so hard to accomplish. And he sees GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore as another looming threat to those rights. Moore was removed as Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice when he refused to comply with federal orders legalizing same-sex marriage. But Obergefell is also hopeful. He says laws like Birmingham's recently passed Non-Discrimination Act, which makes discriminating a criminal offense, are signs that the LGBT community has allies in places where it matters most. For WBHM, I'm Esther Chemakili.